My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tell you what, Clint, I would bet my left test.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Luke is in the building. Clint Sterner is out today. We'll be back tomorrow. And the Blonde Bomber.
The Big Dilf.
And T-Mill, a.k.a. No, I'm not calling you that yet.
Ooh, if there's ever a day to call me Moneybags,
we'll
baby.
We'll have to get to Moneybags here in a little bit. I don't even know if Tyler... also Psycho T. I don't even know if Tyler is even putting on his best bets of the day. I think Tyler just wants to talk about the night that he had yesterday.
Well, I would, but I honestly don't really have a slate today. So not a whole lot going on that I like to bet on tonight, but I was perfect yesterday, bitches.
You got some baseball.
I just didn't like the lines, man.
I don't know here. But we'll get to that in a bit. Remember, 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And to kick things off, guys, 3 of the Astros were named Rawlings Gold Glove Award finalists. One was third baseman Alex Bregman, who had a big bounce back season offensively, especially in the second half of the year, and defensively. Mauricio Dubon, who is the reigning winner of the Utility Gold Glove Award. He is nominated again. And then Jake Myers.
Attaboy, Jake.
Give me a J. J, you... I can't do it.
Give me an A.
Give me a K. K, you got your K. You got your K.
Give me an E.
You got your E. Good job, Jakey.
Jake from Rake Farm. Good job, Looked Jake. At him growing up.
Jake will set the record for least amount of outfield assist if he does win the Gold Glove. I'm not sure if that is the case, but I just made that up. No, I'm kidding, man. Congratulations to Jake as a finalist. I said this earlier, and I meant this. Before the season started, when it was clear they were hell-bent, Luke, on Jake Myers being the starter in center field, I said, hey, if he can just do one thing well, then that would be enough. He's got to figure out something that he does well. He just can't be below average or average to below average at everything.
I screwed it up.
And clearly, this has him in 2024 as one of the above average elite outfielders. And when you say center field, center fielders in the game. And he accomplished that. So congratulations to Jake Meyers.
Yeah, he did finish second among center fielders in the American League with 14 outs above average, plus 14 outs. That's in defensive metrics, so that sounds good. But you might be right. He had two outfield assists all year.
He had two?
That's crazy. So I don't know. I'm curious how many Gold Glovers there have been in the outfield that have two or fewer assists. For example,
I bet Patrick knows.
One of the other finalists is Jaron Duran, who had 12 outfield assists this year, just for comparison's sake. So yeah, only two. You might be right. We'll have to try to look that up.
And let me tell you, teams were aggressively running on him. I was going to say
that would be the excuse. So they didn't want to run on his arm. He didn't have any chances for the outfield assist.
No, they ran on his ass.
It's not ideal.
No, but I'm sure Patrick Creighton will have that. That statistic coming up here at Area 45 a little bit later on. As I said, man of my word, if Jake somehow wins this award, I'll buy him a good bottle. I'm a nice bottle. A bottle of whiskey. Maybe a little Buffalo Trace. Maybe a little...
Low Eagle Rare?
No. Maybe a little Woodford's. You know, not bad.
Yeah, Jefferson's.
I like a little Four Rows. Single barrel, maybe a little of that. Maybe we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm all right. But no, congratulations to all the finalists, especially Jake Meyers. He deserves it.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, two big moves trade wise in the National Football League, and they are to moves that AFC contenders have made. So they do have some connection with the Texans, but let's just look at these individually with the teams they're going to. The first one happened earlier today, and that is Davante Adams. He has already restructured his contract to lower his salary number this season to $3.21 million. So he has been moved from the Raiders to the Jets, has not played the last 2 weeks with a hamstring issue that I'm sure he's closer to being ready to get on the field when the Jets play next. And this is a team that the Texans will play at the end of this month, so they will see them in a couple of games. But he goes to the Jets. He joins Aaron Rodgers. They've got skills. They've got Breece Hall in the backfield. They've got Garrett Wilson. And Lazard has been, pretty good. Now you make him your third receiver. That changes. Yeah. Conklin, a pretty good tight end that he has had, and now you add Davante Adams with Garrett Wilson. What do you think this does for the Jets? Do you think this makes the Jets a team in which this takes them to the upper echelon of the AFC? Where do you see this in particular for the Jets getting this move?
It makes them better, but no, I don't think it does put them in the top tier of the AFC. And look, I'm someone who I picked them to win that division before the start of the season, so I would have every reason to still try to make my case for the Jets. But just based off of what we've seen so far this year, I just don't think they have it. I mean, they've already fired their coach. As I mentioned earlier, only one team has ever fired their coach and made it to the playoffs that same year with their interim, and it was just a couple years ago. So they just don't have it. And I think, you made the point earlier that Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem to be a great leader, and he's not the same leader as a Brady or a Peyton Manning, and I would agree with you, and I think really for two main reasons. Number one, they always say, the smart people know what they don't know, and Rodgers, I think, is so arrogant that he probably thinks he knows everything. But then number two is that Rodgers doesn't seem to work well with others like outside of his circle. So even though he has Garrett Wilson, like Alan Lazard's been his number one target because they played together previously.
Circle. It's that simple. Right.
He had Nathaniel Hackett calling the plays when he had no reason calling the plays because he's in Aaron Rodgers' circle. His backup last year, Tim Boyle, in his circle. And now he goes out and gets Davante Adams, who's obviously in his circle. And so my point being, I don't know if that's a good thing. Like, obviously, you're adding talent to the mix here in Davante Adams, but to still bog down where he's only going to focus on Lazard and Adams and not the entire offense, you can make a case, as ridiculous as it sounds, that there might be some sort of negative component to adding Adams to this offense where Rodgers is just going to focus on his former friends instead of Conklin and even Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, who's very talented, and all these other guys. You can make a case maybe it does some more harm than good.
Or to the team, Luke, because, fellas, I don't I don't necessarily think that everybody in that locker room, and I'm talking important people in that locker room, especially on the defensive side of the ball, love this get down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they ain't fools. They know why Robert Saleh got fired.
Yeah, right.
Right, or at least there are guys in there that don't believe that Aaron Rodgers didn't have anything to do with Robert Saleh and his guy, even though they took play calling away. Like, you take play calling away from Nathaniel Hackett, what the hell's he doing on the team?
Right.
Why does he still have a job? Right? And so they see that, and now, hey, Aaron just got another move that he wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how thrilled Garrett Wilson is about this. Right. He has another move he wanted to make. So now he now wasn't enough for him to get Randall Cobb, Lazard over there, Nathaniel Hackett over there. Now he's got him over here.
What's Greg Jennings up to?
I mean, Greg can't stand Aaron. So that's another teammate.
Yeah,
that, that's quite not a big at Jermichael
Donald
Finley.
Driver.
Go listen to Jermichael Finley talk about him. He can't stand him. So. I don't know, man. That is just they continue to throw in the face to guys like Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner and Mosley and guys over there who is running the show, because every move seems to fit Aaron Rodgers. All right, the other move to an AFC power is the Buffalo Bills. They have traded for Amari Cooper, sending a third-round pick and a swap that could turn into a second-round pick. I'm sorry, no, that's with Devontae Adams. They just sent a third-round pick in a pick swap to get Amari Cooper. He joins the Bills from Cleveland. Now, Cleveland's completely flushing it down the toilet because, well, what else?
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
Well, it may not take your joy, but your game has completely been snatched from you, Deshaun.
Snatched.
Like he's on space jail. But the Bills add Amari Cooper. And in this case, Luke and Tyler, I think this one is one that is more helpful, more to me than Devontae Adams. Even though I think Devontae Adams is a better player right now, I still think this move means more because they've got a culture set. They know what they want to do. They want to run the football, and they've been successful at running the football. And now when they add Shakur back into this fold, where he wasn't there for them when they played the Texans, but he was back there, security blanket in the slot, to now add another playmaker there to go with those tight ends, I think this actually means a lot more than the Devontae Adams, because this changes Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this means more for two reasons. One, I think the Bills are just a better team than the Jets. We kind of saw that last night. They have a better record. They've played better this year, so the Bills are the better team. Therefore, already were the greater concern. And then number two, this solves the problem for the Bills, or at least one of their problems. I would say their biggest problem. For the Jets, I don't think you watch that Jets team and think like, oh man, they're just one more receiver away from winning a Super Bowl. Where for the Bills, they rank bottom eight across the board in all receiver categories. They don't have a playmaker on offense in the passing game. Now, this helps that issue. So, yeah, I think this is the greater concern. If I'm a Texans fan, I don't worry about the Jets. They're the Jets. We saw that last night. No matter who you bring in, they'll continue to be the Jets. But the Bills, because they already were a better team, they already were one of the better teams in the AFC, and this really helps try to solve, you hope, if you're a Bills fan, solve the issue. To me, this is a bit of a concern. I want to see how it plays out, how Cooper fits in, what he has left in the tank this year for Buffalo. But if I'm a Texans fan, I am a little concerned that one of my competitors, they did get better today by making this move.
Yeah, they got better, and it makes sense. They got better, and he'll fit right in. Fit right in. There is no culture problem I don't think that he'll bring.
The sense of humor that the universe has.
5 o'clock fire.
God, I enjoyed the demise of Aaron Rodgers. Tonight, the Rockets preseason home opener. They'll play the Pelicans tonight as they get going. There you go. There you go, Maldi. By the way, Dusty Baker let us know when Maldi put his head down, that's when he was signaling the pitcher's done. He put his head up, that's when he said he still got more in the tank.
Well,
I really enjoyed that little tidbit that Dusty let us
That's
know
good.
About. It made me look back to Maldi with his head down.
Let's go, Rocket.
And thinking, oh, there he goes. It's time to go.
By the way, I was surprised that you were surprised that the only manager that would accessorize in the dugout is wearing flashy suits on TV.
I'm not surprised. I just, wow, he's loud. Wow, he's wearing the Easter
suit. I'm doing the World Series.
I know you are, baby. I know you are. I wish he had him pit gloves on up there. But he just so happy to be up there. But Rockets home opener tonight, and I'm excited, man. Hey, NBA's coming back. You know, I go home. I'm good for a good doubleheader every night. I'm really still thinking about trying to get that NBA league pass. I am really flirting with it, but I mean, hell, LeBron's games. I mean, half of them are always on TV, so I'm good. But what I would love tonight to get home and get a good Kings and Spurs ball game. I'd be all into that thing right there. But the Rockets, they didn't make a ton of offseason moves, really. I mean, I think the only newness, obviously, is the rookies, especially Reed Sheppard. But still, although he kind of took the summer league by storm, Luke, it's still a rookie. And this isn't you don't think he's going to have a Wimby type of effect or anything like that. This was still the third overall pick in what was a down draft. But the shooting could be something if he can be consistent with that. And then Steven Adams, like that's really the only newness that they've added. And when they go 40 and 40 or 41 and whatever they were, around 500 and barely missed the play-in as they were the 11th seed behind Golden State, the expectation is, can they jump into that? Can they jump in at least to the top 10 and make that run? And it looks like they're really depending on just natural growth from their young guys. And is that enough? Because there are other teams that have added and are depending on that. Like, I think San Antonio is going to be a lot better than they were last year, right? I think there are other teams that were on the fringe of trying to make the playoffs that'll be better as well. So that's going to be the question, is what they did in the offseason enough in terms of just natural growth from young guys like the guys they have. That to me is what they're hoping for.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's enough for them to make the playoffs. I think they should be. Yeah, I do. I think they should be better this year. They were exactly 500 last year. They should have a winning season. Now, how much better? I don't know. It might be only 4 or 5 wins better this year, but they should be better. Can they compete in the West? No, I don't think they're there yet because, like you said, they're just waiting on this development. They didn't go out and they didn't add pieces. And as they say, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So everyone else was trying to get better in the West. The Rockets were just like, let's hone in on this thing. But I think the model for the Rockets is the Orlando Magic. And they've been trying it for like a decade, constantly going in that rebuild, hoping to find the right pieces in the draft. And the Magic finally hit on their star, Paolo Banchero, who has played really well his first 2 years, got better in year two, and they elevated. They won 47 games last year, made the playoffs in year two of Banchero. So I think that's the hope for Jalen Green, who's a little bit more experienced than Banchero, who's been in the league 3 years. But the hope is, you know, you have these guys take that next step, and yeah, you just naturally grow. The Rockets have improved their record 3 straight years, so they're moving in the right direction. You know, just the next step is to continue to try to get better, like the Magic finally did. But it took Orlando a long time. You hope if you're the Rockets, these are the right guys, they continue to get better.
Is this the damn West? Like I look in there, and I'm seeing a good 8 to 9 teams, like that I think are right now. I would say they're better. Like, just this right now, they're like Memphis is going to be different. Mm-hmm. Memphis didn't make the playoffs, but they're obviously going to be different with their team back unless they get hurt again. All right, coming up, I feel like that there was a crowd last week that was coming at Bobby Slowick about something. I think maybe that crowd needs to quiet down. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
One back, it's Mixon. And Mixon, shot out of a cannon, left side, 25-30, 35-40, 50, left sideline, the 40 of New England. Can he do it? The 30, and he's tripped up inside the 20-yard line.
Welcome
Joe
back.
Joe Mixon, what a run deep into New England territory.
Welcome back, Joe Mixon.
And that wasn't the only time Andre Ware said welcome back, because he did the same thing when Damian Pierce went for a long touchdown run in the game later on as well.
So, wow.
Yeah, he's got a good wow from the great Andre Ware. I don't know how much you saw last week, Luke, but I saw it a lot on Texans Twitter, saw it a lot on the text line, saw it a lot on YouTube and Twitch. Many people calling in. I think some people emailed it. We still have an email. I heard voicemails. I think a lot of people were expressing themselves about just stop running the football. Just stop running it. Like, hey, man, they don't run the football well. They're not good at it. Let's just stop running the football. I think that crowd's going to have to slow down a bit. And I think that crowd just has to stop anyway. Now, we'll see maybe in certain games where it just gets shut down. Clearly, Joe Mixon and Dameon Pierce made a difference. I mean, the opponent probably did as well. But clearly, they made a difference, Luke. But they proved to me why you can't. This offense clearly is at a completely different level when they can run the football. The two games that they ran the football worth a damn at all were clearly their two best offensive days. Like, oh, it's like an old duh. No, it's not. No, it's not an old duh. Because if you're one of the ones who are saying, no, man, forget it. Throw it away. Just throw it every time. CJ, no, they can't become one-dimensional, and that helps it. That helps with the pressure. That helps with so many things. They proved it. They have got to do. I'm not saying they got to do what they did against the Colts and the Patriots where you spring to, you know, big chunk runs and you get two runners averaging over 8 yards a carry or 9 yards a carry. But they've got to run the football in a respectful way in which defenses have some concern and level of concern with it. And it proved when they run the football, now the play action game. Now you're making it unfair for CJ to have even more time to look. They can't. Bobby Slowick has to keep trying, even in their games where it's other. They have to keep trying. They have to run the football, and they proved it again Sunday on how lethal this offense can be when they stick to it and run the football.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, play caller's goal is to have that balance, and it's a lot harder said than done, but you want that your offense to be, you know, have that Simone Biles balance with both the pass and the run.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Oh, God. What's the breaking news?
We have another NFL trade on this Tuesday, and it involves your Houston Texans, people. Perk them ears up. This is coming from Tom Pelissero, the latest. Another trade. The Texans are sending running back Cam Akers to the Vikings, sources say. Houston gets a 2026 conditional sixth-round pick in exchange for Akers and a 2026 conditional seventh-round pick. It's a reunion for Akers in Minnesota. They also traded for him last season. So Cam Akers, the running back we barely knew in H-Town, is on the move to the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, so Cam Akers, who many people thought was going to be... I got to get your thoughts. Luke's perplexed right now. Cam Akers, and this is an interesting move. Cam Akers, a guy that many people thought was the number two back coming out of camp, that clearly was not the case for them. He didn't dress the first week when Dameon Pierce and Joe Mixon were healthy. This is a little odd to me, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but hell, I mean, you just got these dudes back. This is an interesting move. You've got two running backs who are injury prone, who have had injuries this year. Both of them missed four weeks for Dameon Pierce, 3.5 weeks for Joe Mixon, and you trade, which at least to me I would think is the third back. In Cam Akers, although they did give Dare Ogunbowale 15 carries when it was those two in that Buffalo game, so maybe that is the case. I think it is. It's interesting. If you're just jumping in, I'll get your thoughts on this here, Luke. Coming from Tom Pelissero, as Tyler just broke in with, Houston gets a 2026 conditional sixth-round pick in exchange for running back Cam Akers and a 2026 conditional seventh-round pick, so nothing for Cam Akers as they trade him to Minnesota. Interesting decision.
Yeah, I don't get it from either side. I mean, the Vikings had him last year. They just let him walk, and now they're going to trade for him? Like, I don't get that move.
I know Aaron Jones had been injured, right. So maybe they're getting some.
Which was my thought, but then Tom followed up and said this is not a reflection of any injury concerns with Aaron Jones, who could play Sunday. It's just another quality running back who knows the system, going back to his days with Kevin O'Connell in L.A., was the second tweet from Tom. So that was my first thought, oh, Aaron Jones must be hurt, but now they're saying he's maybe he is. Maybe it's a Christian Harris situation. Who knows? So I don't get it from the Vikings' perspective. You had him. You let him walk. Now you trade. And I don't get it from the Texans' perspective, because what you just laid out, it seemed clear the way that this season unfolded that they just weren't as high on Cam Akers as I think all the fans were, and maybe even a lot of people at this station. I know there was a whole Cam Akers versus Dameon Pierce argument, and I've always been a Dameon Pierce defender and supporter on these airwaves included. But yeah, even like you said, I mean, when they had the chance, when he had a chance to go be the star, and they gave his touches to somebody else. So I guess this is just a case where they're not as high on camp, but you got nothing for him. And I don't know if you have a surplus in the running back room. Like you say, you have injury. Joe Mixon's an older running back who's had some issues. Dameon Pierce has been banged up this year, obviously. We were just talking before the breaking news about the importance of the run game, especially if those two guys aren't around. So I just find it odd from both sides. I don't get why the Vikings would trade for him after letting him walk. And for the Texans, I don't view the running back position as like, oh, we have too many assets here, we might as well just give one away, because that's what they did. A conditional six, a conditional seven, that's nothing. You just gave him away. And I don't really get it, because he's looked good in his time with the Texans. And also, I just think you need as many running backs right now at this moment as you can get.
Text line, solid trade, got free picks for player that is replaceable. I wouldn't call either back injury prone, man. That's not the case. They both got hurt, but not injury prone. I mean, I just... season one for Dameon Pierce was cut short because he missed like the final six or seven games of the year with an injury. Last year he had some injuries that he missed games from, and this year he's missed four of the six ball games this year. Joe Mixon, he's been hurt multiple times this year.
Yeah, right.
In training camp, and now Joe Mixon has a season where he missed 10 games. When he was with Cincinnati, he missed two or three games before, and he's a guy that's coming off of missing the last several weeks. So, to me, it's just however you want to call it. If you don't want to call that injury prone, whatever. I don't care. These are guys that have been injured multiple times and been injured this year. And now, behind that is, because what, British Brooks is on IR. Behind that is Dare Ogunbowale. So, hopefully what this means is they feel very, very comfortable with the hamstring and the ankle of those two, in which they don't think anything will happen or anything will be needed with Cam Akers. But we'll see there. So that's a move there. The Texans get potentially a 6th and 7th round pick for Cam Akers as he goes back to the Vikings. So interesting move there for the Texans as they move on with Dare Ogunbowale. As you said, man, they gave 15 touches, 15 carries, 21 touches in that game against Buffalo, and they feel good about it. So,
yeah,
interesting move.
As they say, you don't have to listen to the words when you can see the actions. And the actions really have all year have been that they're just not as high on Cam Akers as some other guys in that room, or like I said, as a lot of fans, or even media members have been. And look, they see these guys every day. They know them better than we do. So I think there's just something that...
Clearly, they never viewed him as the number two back.
Nah.
Never. Never. They didn't dress him week one. They did not view him as that. That spoke a lot. So maybe John Metchie's next. Coming up, Jerry Jones. There is more with Jerry Jones. And maybe Jerry, you thought Jerry had some time to take a deep breath after he tried to get somebody fired. Take a deep breath, and maybe, you know, he's thought it over, and he's kind of feeling different after, maybe this was just in the heat of the moment actions. Jerry has doubled down on it. We'll let you hear what Jerry's had to say now that he's had a few hours you talk about somebody, I mean, just digging in. Jerry is digging in on so many ways. We'll discuss that coming.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Luke is in. We've appreciate you riding with us, Luke. As Clint is out, he'll be back tomorrow. If you did miss it, we had some breaking news come through a trade with the Texans. According to Tom Pelissero, who uses coconut oil in that hair. If you remember, Tom was on with us before. I said, what are you doing to use in your hair for that hair not to move because you have championship-level hair? He said coconut oil. So those at home, maybe that's something you want to look at. But he said the Texans are sending running back Cam Akers to the Vikings. Sources say Houston will get a 2026 conditional sixth-round pick in exchange for Akers and a 2026 conditional seventh-round pick. So Cam Akers goes to Minnesota. The Texans now on the roster in terms of running backs. We know they just got Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce back from ankle and hamstring issues. And, of course, as we were just talking on the other side, they ran the ball pretty efficiently in their last game against the Patriots. They also keep J.J. Taylor and Dare Ogunbowale. So J.J. Taylor, number 26, was getting some run, getting some carries, even when Cam Akers was appearing to be the guy that was the number one back when those two were out in certain games. So that is the latest there. All right, if you've missed it, one of the stories of the day, Jerry Jones is in straight up bully mode, threatening the morning show host at our sister station 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Sean Sharif, somebody I know a little bit. If you missed it, this was Jerry and their exchange earlier this morning as he does his weekly hit, and they've been doing this hit for years. Sean Sharif, Sean and RJ have been together for a long time in the mornings. They've been doing this for years. This is the exchange they had and where Jerry lost his damn mind.
This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. I'm not. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are. Or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay? Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
Well, all right, that was punk-ass Jerry Jones.
That
was, like, Jerry seemed like a decent dude from people who know him, but that was a punk move. Right there. And the thought was, all right, maybe we'll hear from Jerry and he'll do what like silly Nick Sirianni did and apologize the next day for letting fans have it and then bringing his kids up into the podium so nobody would ask him tough questions. But I don't know what he was thinking. According to Diana Rossini of The Athletic, she said this: Jerry Jones just spoke with Jerry about this incident. He said he doesn't mind the questions. It's the type of questions coming from the flagship station. More to come. What the hell does that mean, Jerry? What does that mean?
I guess it's like I said earlier that, you know, he expects him to be like a cheerleader.
I guess. Oh. So Jerry's let it be known. This is what I want. All right. These questions need to be questions that make me look good. Or questions that make me that are easy softball questions is what this needs to be.
That's how I interpret it. Even there was something he said there in that rant when I heard it just now, and I should have typed it up, written it down. But I forgot what he said. Something about asking about how to fix the team or whatever, yada, yada, yada. Anyways, even what he said, it just made it seem like, yeah, like, why are we talking about it? We're supposed to be talking about the positive. Talk about the good things I've done. He even says that, too. Like, why focus on the negatives? Why don't you mention all the good I've done?
I mean, my man said, no, I'll get somebody else to ask these questions.
Put it on the table.
Like, I mean, are you, like, I mean, he got, damn Gavin Spittle.
I know your 82nd birthday sucks,
walked into Gavin Spittle and said, hey, Gavin, I guess it go over my head. Damn, who's the general manager over in that Odyssey spot?
Boy, holy cow.
Jerry walk in the office here, damn it. Him out. He goes on to say here, as for the upcoming November 5th NFL trade deadline, Cowboys Jerry Jones says they will not be active. He also he's dug in. He also says they will not be making any changes at head coach or coordinators. He points to a lot of details that need to improve during practice. So my man, he's doubling down on this incident. Said, I don't mind questions. I just mind the type of questions coming from the flagship. And then my man said, no, we ain't gonna make no trade. Y'all gonna make no trade. Y'all ain't gonna do nothing. Y'all just gonna sit here at 3-3, one game back. You gonna make no trade? You gonna do nothing? I mean, I understand, all right, you're not going to fire the coach or whatever, the coordinators. I mean, all right, we'll see. But you ain't going to do nothing. Like, y'all just going to stand pat right here. This is what we're going to do.
It's the definition of insanity.
Good God almighty. My man Jerry out here, boy. Hey, you think his job's on the line?
Whose?
You think Sean job's on the line?
I mean... Nah.
The way he's not backing off of this.
No, I don't think so.
Because now he would look, like, if Sean, he would look really bad.
That would be bad.
He would look really bad if he did.
The entertainment and journalism community would freak the hell out.
I wonder if Sean, a little bit thinking, God, actually fire me. God.
They didn't do anything wrong.
I might become a star out of this thing.
I would hope someone would stand up for him too. Yeah, like, they didn't do anything.
It's just the way he said, man. You can't talk like that, dog. Hey, I'll get somebody here. Like, this ain't Cowboys radio. I guess it kind of is.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know the partnership, the relationship there. But so often these guys think the media is supposed to be their cheerleader. Now, this might be a little more like that because they are the radio partners, but they didn't ask an inappropriate question. You got to be able to ask the. You got to be able to ask anything about the team.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, Texans Radio, they come up behind us with Texans All Access.
Rock and roll, meow.
Kyle and Hannah would never. That's why I love them. Give them a hand. Give Kyle and Hannah a hand.
Does they this count never. As us being on your show?
Hannah and Kyle allow me to ask them anything.
Kyle and Hannah would never do that.
I told Kyle he's got big ass fingers right to his face.
Hold on, show.
You did. Right.
I did. Good for them.
I mean, how many owners do you think in the NFL would threaten a radio host with their job?
Oh, that's a good one. Robert Kraft. yeah, Clark Hunt doesn't have the balls. Daniel Snyder's gone. Yeah. I don't know.
Less than five for sure.
With that Amy Adams, would she do it? Would she try it?
She tried talking about
Oiler Blue. She might try to get to. All right, Texans All Access Player Edition coming up. Eric Murray had that amazing interception in the game, and Kalen Bullock, who also had a pick and a fumble recovery. They will join Indy Kalu and Mark Vandermeer coming up behind us for Texans All Access Players Edition, and then they will also have Texans All Access following that from 7 to 8. And then at 8 o'clock, we are live and local to midnight. Sean Bajani and Patrick Creighton will have things rolling right after that at 8 o'clock until midnight, live and local until the finish. All right, we usually do best bets here, and Tyler, usually Tyler's the man. Tyler is the man. He makes money, loses money sometimes too, but really he makes money and tries to make you all money. And Tyler is so happy with what he pulled off last night. He doesn't even have bets for you today. He just wants to bask in his glory of what he did yesterday. You had more bets on the table than this, didn't you?
Yes.
And you only missed one. I think you sent that to us. You only missed one. So
yeah.
Good for you. Text line coming in. Shout out, not text line, YouTube and Twitch. Mike, Mark Souza. David Tepper would definitely throw a fit and do that. He tried to get Starbucks workers fired in Charlotte. So he would easily would do that as well.
What if I told you?
Yeah. I told you, Dave Tepper. All right. Well, let's go over the money you made. I hope some people made some money off this last night.
That was one of my biggest nights in literally like a year or two. That Monday Night Football game made me a very happy man, gentlemen. I was 6 for 6 on the best bets I gave you right here on these airwaves, and I won a little bit more than that.
Yeah, you got the over. I was concerned about that over. I thought it might be a low-scoring game, but you cleared that. The Bills won. You helped that. The Garrett Wilson, that was over pretty quick. Aaron Rodgers, I was concerned about that one with the touchdowns because he hasn't. Aaron almost got to 300 yards.
Yeah. Damn. Also, shout out to that Hail Mary, him doing that again.
Oh, yes.
This is a thing now with that Aaron Rodgers.
That game shouldn't even been that close. What's that, 4 for him? What? I mean, how does that? Somebody just knocked the damn thing down. You can pass interfere damn near. they'll allow you to do whatever you want to. Good God. Man, I've seen Johnson just boxing him out, but not jumping at all. Box him, hold his ass down. Like, good God, I can't believe that happened.
Profitable night,
it
man.
It was big for you because you wouldn't have had it. You're right. You wouldn't have had it without that Hail Mary.
My
Hail
bookie Mary. Was not pleased.
It wasn't. I bet he was. He said, I'll get his ass, though.
Double it up.
I'll get his ass. All right, Luke, man, we greatly appreciate you joining us. Had a lot of fun with you.
Pleasure was all mine.
All right, and we'll remember. We'll next time we have you on, we'll figure out your first time. I don't think we forgot about that.
Wasn't
that
the family reunion?
You slot? No, I don't think. And that fool said, I saw her in a different light. That's where I said, maybe we need to get out of this. Anyway, Luke, great job today. Shout out, as Clint will be back with us tomorrow. We appreciate everybody who participated on the show today. Tyler, great job as always as well. I am Ron Hughley. Houston, we love you, baby. A lovely day. You know, Luke just expressed to us, give us a story of your first time.
Tell us about your first time. I knew you were going there.
Did you help mine? Backseat of a Ford Escape at a Piggly Wiggly.
Well, it was a family reunion, and you know.
All right, I did not have.
I was a fan of the reunion.
Yeah, never saw her in that light before. No, I'm kidding. Please, I would never share that on the radio either.
Third cousin's fine, man.
Yeah, yeah. It was through marriage, not blood.
Yeah, marriage, huh?
That's my it.
Man, twice removed.
I never saw her in that light before.
I think we're all good, Jerry. Thank you for the time and have a good
great
flight.
Guys. All right, y'all have a good day.
Just one look at you.
Weak ass Cowboys. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.